are not getting on his radio station today in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, I come up against that spirit that is killing so many people today, that pancreatic cancer and colon cancer. You have to leave right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Be thou dissolved right now. By faith, so be it. Let it be done.
Thy
kingdom meet us here right on earth. The word is nigh thee. The word is in our mouth right now. We declare, we decree, and this cancer has to be gone according to the blood of Jesus Christ. We declare and decree all the work of the crucifixion on the cross, the death, the burial, and the ascension of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. We come up against that bone marrow disease, liver disease, in the name of Jesus right now. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we come up against, Lord, in your name, let the power of Jesus Christ rest upon me and us right now in the living room, wherever you're at, in the radio station, the carport, in the office, in the church, on the patio, wherever you're at, in your sick bed right now, even in the hospital, perhaps. Lord, right now, also in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against bleeding kidneys right now, God. In the name of Jesus, just like the lady had an issue of blood and her sink dried up, right now it should be dried up right now with the bleeding kidneys. And Lord, we thank you that you're with us today, and we just thank you right now, God, that it shall be done on earth and in heaven. In the name of Jesus, you say whatever we allow on earth will be allowed in heaven. Whatever thou shalt disallow on earth shall be disallowed in heaven. And we disallow all those spirit of infirmities cannot dwell and reign in the people of God this day. In the name of Jesus. Stomach cramps, leave right now in Jesus' name. Leg cramps, be gone in Jesus' name. I lift up the women that have a barren womb. The womb is closed. Can't have kids like they want to. But this is the things the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, because it is marvelous in our eyes. Wounds be open, and I thank you for the testimony against the devil, and we stand it on the word of God. Psalms 113 and 9. Thus says the Lord, he maketh the barren woman to keep house and to become and be a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord in the name of Jesus right now. We thank you, Lord, that you watch over your word to perform your word. It is recorded in Jeremiah 30:17, I will heal thee of thy womb, says the Lord. It is recorded in Ezekiel 34:16, God, I will strengthen that was sick, oh God. It is recorded in Deuteronomy 28:4, blessed be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground. It is declared and decreed in Isaiah 53:5, we stand it on, that you was woman by the transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement, our peace was upon Jesus Christ. With his stripes, you are healed on his line today. In the name of Jesus, throughout the north, the south, the east, and the west, we standing upon Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that which in me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgive all our iniquities. It is right here. He healed all our diseases. Standing on the word of God. Matthew 8:17, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself, which is Jesus, took our infirmities and bare our sickness upon the cross. According to 3 John 2, beloved, we stand right now. I wish that above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. That's what the Lord wants for us. He wants us to prosper and be in good health. God didn't put that sickness on nobody. The devil did. The devil is a liar today in the waters of life. Because the Lord said in Psalm 107 and 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them now destruction that they might praise God for the wonderful work of the children of men. Right now, Father God, I thank you right now as I pray in the name of Jesus right now. And I pass this prayer to Pastor Earlene Edison in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet without sin. So let us confidently come approach the throne of grace to receive mercy, to find grace for timely help. And Father God, we come to you right now with boldness, Father God.
We come to
your throne in boldness, O God. Father God, we call those things that be not as though they are, Father God.
Lord,
we call that heart failure to go away, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we speak to the hole that is in the heart. You shall live and not die.
Hallelujah.
Do the works of the Lord. We speak to your memory right
now
in the name of Jesus. You will not have Alzheimer's because God has given us the spirit of joy and the spirit of peace. And Father God, we come against that Alzheimer's right now
in the name of Jesus.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. And we will rejoice in the Lord. And Father God, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God, that upon us, Father God, you will build your church with miracles following, O God, in Jesus' holy name. Father God, and nothing shall not come against it, O God. We bind every power, Father God, every jealous spirit. We come against those spirits of division in the name of Jesus. We come against those spirits of discord in the name of Jesus, because you are love, Father God.
Hallelujah.
And we walk in your love, Father God. We are one in you, Lord God, and not separated, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, when you came, you said that we are to build your church. You are the head, Father God.
Yes,
we are not. We are under you, O God, according to your will, O God.
Yes.
Let your will be done, O God, in the name of Jesus. Signs and wonders and miracles shall follow us, O God, who walk in righteousness, in purity, and in love. So, God, we just thank you for your word. Your word shall not return unto you void. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the person that's sitting in a wheelchair right now. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. That same power that was in Jesus Christ is in you. Have faith in God in the name of Jesus, and he will heal you in Jesus' holy name. Move by your own faith in Jesus' holy name. The Lord claimed it, so we must claim it. We will walk again. Our eyes will be open, and we will see in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord, for opening deaf ears right now in Jesus' holy name. Miracles are still working. Miracles are still following. Miracles are still moving. Oh, thank you, Lord, but it is according to your faith that only you can move that mountain. You can move that spirit of depression. You don't have to sit there depressed. Get up. Get up and begin to praising God. Read God's word in the name of Jesus. Find that scripture that will come in order with what you're going through in the name of Jesus. We shall not die, but we will live and do the works of God upon us. Oh, God will move his spirit just like you move it up on Elijah. God, that spirit of moving up on us, oh, God. Father God, we come to you right now. Thank you, Lord God, that We are healed, oh God, because of your blood. Your blood never fails, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your blood, Father God, it heals. It delivers. It sets us free. And Lord, we give y'all honor and all glory. We speak to that young man with the gun right now. And Father God, we ask that you speak to his ears. Turn him around, oh God. Touch his heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for our praying spirit. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for that deliverance spirit. Thank you, Lord God, for that fasting spirit. We as grandmothers and grandfathers will fast and pray and come against those spirits in the name of Jesus, those generational curses. We break them right now in Jesus' holy name. Oh, it shall come to pass as you feel it in your heart. In Jesus' holy name, we walk by faith and not by what we see. And we see God right now working in the spirit, working on our behalf. Whatever we ask him in the name of Jesus, he shall do it. And we call it done right now in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, Lord. The power of God is on this radio.
Yes.
Reach out your hands and lift your hands up to our Lord. Lift your hands up in praise and believe that God shall deliver you, that God can heal you in the name of Jesus. His word will not go back unto him void. He will accomplish what he said he would do. And right now, his healing and his spirit is penetrating through this radio line in Jesus' name. Call it done. Call it done in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, Pastor, the Bible say God sent his word, and his word healed us. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, and I thank you as you speak the word of God, as we speak the word of God, into
Lord.
Our circle of influence, like God has called us to do, then we know that God's word will not return void, you know, but it will accomplish that which we sent it to do, like Apostle, like you said last week, Apostle, you know, and according to your faith, you know.
Yes.
And it's according to the faith of y'all out there on the sound of our voice that you will receive the word. You know, as many as receive them, you know, that's who it was manifested to, you know.
Yes, Lord.
And, you know, and as we speak the word, and as they continue to speak the word into your life, then the ball is in your court. Then, you know, as God sent his word to us, then the first thing you got to do is receive it.
Yes,
that means to grab a hold to that, you know. So if there's any sickness in your body and the Lord says, hey, your body strikes you here, then you got to grab a hold of that. That's your faith being that way. That's your part in it. What you got to do, you got to believe and receive. You got to receive it and believe it. Believe it and receive it. You got to grab a hold to it. You got to see it. You got to place it in your possession. And you got to act upon it. And boy, what you're doing then you got to speak it. What you're doing then we return his word to him, you know. What we're doing then, we're returning his word to him.
Yes.
Glory to God. Therefore, man, like the scripture say, you know, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it.
Yes, Lord.
It didn't say you might, maybe, could be. He said, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them.
Yes, Lord.
Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray. What you do, believe in your heart that you receive them and you shall have them. That word shall mean most definitely.
Yeah.
What I got to do? Believe in my heart.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, if I believe, if I say, we who believe, therefore we speak. Now, we got to speak. Not a ball in our court. Now, we got to start with speaking.
Yes, what? Lord.
What
yes,
we believe
Lord.
And what we pray and what we send God's word to, we got to say, and what God sent his word and we send it back to him, We got to believe that. We got to speak that.
Yes.
We got to decree that.
Yes.
We got to get up saying, man, what God said. You know, as God said his word, man, through the ministry and through mankind, to the body of Christ, then, boy, you got to receive that. You got to grab a hold of that.
Yes, Lord.
You got to take and place that in our possession. How you do that, Arthur? By believing it in your heart and confessing it with your mouth.
Yes.
How you receive that? You believe it in your heart and you confess it with your mouth.
Yes.
Confess what? The Bible says we believe that we receive, therefore we speak. So watch this. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And
yes.
The man from the good treasures of his heart bring forth good things. How'd you
yes.
get it in your heart? You got to put it there. You got to say it. What you saying to us, Arthur? I'm saying, man, as we speak God's word into our lives and into one another's lives, not just in this prayer line, but as a way of living, as we speak God's word and send God's word out
yes.
of our atmosphere
yes.
and environment and everything else. Just like man, Jesus did with the centurion. He said, listen, you don't even have to come to my house. Just send the word.
Amen.
And I
heard
my servant be healed.
Oh.
Like Apostle said, he quoted a few minutes ago, he sent his word, and his word healed us. What he did,
yes.
he sent his
yes.
word. Glory to God. And he sent his word to us. Now what we got to do is grab a hold of what he sent to us, and then when we start declaring and declaring what we do, we send it back to him.
Amen.
Glory to God. And as we send it back to him, then it won't return unto him, boy. So what you're saying? So now, boy, if you believe that you received, now you get up and you start saying.
Yes, Lord.
By stripes I'm healed. You start saying, my God supply all my needs. You start saying, every trap of the devil that he had me bound up in, I'm free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. You start saying, man, my God supply all my needs. Hallelujah. You start saying, boy, by his grace I'm saved. Boy, not just from a devil's hell, but in every area of my life. Hallelujah. That by his stripes I'm healed. Not just physically, but every area of my life.
Yes, Lord.
In my emotions, in my attitudes, in my relationships, in my body, in the broken heart. It don't matter whether it's spirit, soul, or body. Jesus said, I come to heal the broken heart. And let me tell you something. Not only did he come to do it, boy, but he did it. I like that song that they sang, man, won't he do it? But boy, God spoke something to my heart one day as I was listening to that. God said, that's a good thing, man, that won't he do it. But won't he do it? That's still kind of like keeping the man in the future. Like, yeah, he can do it. But God told me something, man, that's better than that.
Yeah.
He told me
this.
Didn't he do it? Glory to God. Say that again, Brother Arthur. He said, listen, not only won't I do it, but you need to get past that to the place where you say, did not do it, glory
yes,
to God. Hallelujah. Well, no longer in the future, but it's in the right now, then, you what? Hey,
yeah,
didn't he redeem our life of destruction, just like the pastor said a few minutes ago? Didn't he forgive us of all our iniquities? Didn't he redeem our life from destruction? Didn't he crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies? Didn't he satisfy our mouths with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle?
Yes,
didn't he
yes.
execute righteousness and judgment for all those who are oppressed? Didn't he make known his ways to Moses and show the children of Israel his acts? Glory to God. Didn't he do it? Man, listen, not only won't he do it, he already did.
Yes,
he's not ready to save
yes,
us. He's not ready to heal
yes.
us. He's not ready to deliver us. He's not ready to provide for us. But what we got to do now, well, when we speak that,
it's
God speaking into our hearts. Well,
yes,
what he's
Lord.
Already done. So not only man, won't he do it? Well, we're getting past that place that won't he do it till we're saying, man, didn't he do it? Glory to God.
Yes, so,
man, it's not just, man, us looking toward, man, God healing us. But we're looking back at God has already healed us. God has already saved us. God has already delivered us. God has already provided for us everything. So what's our part now? Like Apostle Peter, according to the faith that working on the inside of us. Now that we hear this, now we got to get up. And boy,
yes,
start decreeing and declaring, hallelujah, boy, what thus said the Lord over our circumstance, over our situation, and over our symptoms. What we're doing then, boy, then we start speaking to the mountain.
Yes.
We start speaking to them circumstances. To them situations, to them symptoms that are in our lives, to the sickness, to the disease, to the malfunction, to the broken heartedness. And to, we start speaking to all them giants, man, and all them mountains and all them obstacles that are keeping us from then walking and living in the reality of who we really are. We start speaking to it and telling it to
yes.
be plucked up and cast into the sea. And boy, we get place where we don't doubt in our heart, but believe that those things that we say shall come to pass, then we'll start speaking everything that we say. Why? So we start speaking God's word to us. Hallelujah. And boy, let me tell you something. His word turned darkness into light. His word turned sickness into health.
Yes,
His word will turn men, I'm talking about poverty, into wealth. His word will turn death into life. His word will change man, the brokenhearted man, into the healed heart, into the joyful heart. Hallelujah. What? His word. So what we got to do now? Hey, you got now that word we decree and declare what that every sickness, every disease, every germ, every virus, every bacteria, every cancer cell, every malfunction, man, that touch our bodies dies instantly. Why? Because we redeemed from the curse of the law.
Yes,
we ain't trying to get
Lord.
God to do it. He's already done it. What we doing is, well, we staking claim to our inheritance. Glory to God. And we claiming what belongs to us. And we saying just like Joshua and Caleb, yes, he got some giants in the land. And yes, he got some obstacles. And yes, boy, when I start saying to that sickness and disease, it might not move instantly. But boy, we'd be more than able to continue on in and go in and possess the land and get, man, everything that belongs to us. Get our salvation in every area of our life. Get our healing in every area of our life. Get our, man, deliverance in every area of our life that we need deliverance from, man. Get our provisions in every area of our life. Because God has already provided for us. It's time for us, man, to rise up now and, boy, start recovering ourselves from the snare of the trap of the devil. Hallelujah. Because, boy, the God has already set us free. Who the Son set free is free indeed.
Indeed.
It's time for us to grow up, man, instead of just continuing to be a little bit of children tossed to and fro by all the winds of doctrine that's out there, boy. But grab a hold to men. I'm talking about not about the doctrine of men and not the doctrine of denominations and religions and theologies, but, boy, the doctrine of God, man, what God is doing, what God has already done and staking claim to it. What you doing now, boy? And start decreeing it and declaring it.
Yes.
start speaking to your circumstances,
yes,
situation, and symptoms. You start calling your body healed. You start calling your need met. You start declaring and declaring that, boy, he who has begun a good work on the inside of us, he going to complete it. You start calling your purpose and your destiny into existence.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You start calling yourself out of darkness into the marvelous light. You start calling yourself, man, filled with the knowledge of God's will, with all wisdom and spirit and understanding. You start decreeing and declaring that you and your whole household is washed in the blood of the Lamb, no weapon formed against us can prosper, boy. What you doing there? Now you speaking, man. What you doing? You speaking life to your life and to your circumstance and to your situation and to your symptom. Hallelujah. You recovering yourself from the snares of the devil. You allowing, boy, by the Spirit of the Lord and the Word of God to transform, boy, your life from a life of darkness to a life of light. From a life, man, of sin and evil to a life of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You doing like what God said in Genesis chapter 1, boy. You taking dominion. You having dominion over all the circumstances, situations, and symptoms in your life. You. God said, I give you power over all the power of your life. Glory to God. Hey, listen, you got more power than all the powers of the devil. You who were dead in trespassing and sin had God raised up and made you to sit together with him, Jesus Christ, in heavenly places, far above all the devils and demons and all the circumstances and situations and symptoms that they confront us with. Boy, it's time for us to rise up, boy. I'm talking about and start declaring and declaring that great is he that's in us and he that's in this world, boy. I'm talking about, boy, start using the two-edged sword. What that is, that's the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And start cutting down, man, every thought and every imagination and everything that comes against us. Every giant, every mountain.
Yes.
Speaking to it and decreeing it and declaring it. And watch, boy, they're going to have to do it just like what the word of God says. They have to be removed and plucked up and cast into the sea. And the sick will go heal. The lost to go saved. Hallelujah. The bound to be delivered. And provision to be made in every area of our lives.
Yes,
thereby fulfilling, boy, that second part after God's kingdom and God's will. That's what God's kingdom and God's will is for our lives. And then we then give us this day, Father, what? Everything that we have need of to accomplish this. What's that? Your kingdom and your will being done. What's your kingdom and your will? That we be saved, that we be healed, that we be delivered, and that we be provided for in every area of our lives, spirit, soul, and body.
Yes, Hallelujah. Lord.
So, Pastor and Pastor, it's an honor to have y'all all here with us today, you know. And for the rest of the few minutes, y'all, listen, the Bible says, well, two or three of us agree on earth, it shall be done. You know, they begin to speak and decree and declare and bind up strongholds and spirits and speak life and healing over this radio broadcast, over these airways, and to all our lives. And not to only those who are under the sound of my voice, but to mankind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, speaking God's word over principalities and powers and rules of darkness. And not getting weary because we don't see instant results, boy, but knowing that he who has begun a good work on the inside of us, he going to complete it. And as a result of it, man, souls going to be won to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Sickness in every area is going to be healed.
Yes.
Deliverance and everything that, boy, we've been bound up to, boy, we're going to start seeing ourselves walking free from. And every need that we have need of, boy, to accomplish God's purpose and destiny for our life, are being met on a daily basis. Hallelujah. So, hey, listen, you can look forward to that. You can stay tuned to that. And, boy, I'm talking about you can decree that and declare that. And most important, we can start having that.
Yeah.
Not only in the sweet by and by, but in this life.
Yes.
As we close this radio broadcast, let's close with this. You know, the Bible says Jesus, the great while before day, he will go out and pray. And then after he pray, boy, then he will come out and cast out devils and open blind eyes and let the people know that the kingdom of heaven was among them and that it was going to be available to him, to them, or anything. So it was it's a time to pray. And it's a time to get up off our knees.
Yes.
And then, Lord, I'm beginning to decree and declare a thing. So listen, we didn't pray. Now it's time for us to decree and declare. We didn't send, you know, God to send his word to you, you know, through the ministry that went on through the radio broadcast. Now it's time for us to get up, Lord, decree and declare what? Send the word back to him. And listen, boy, let me tell you something. As we send the word back to him, that's a law called a law of thorn and weed. Hey, listen. It won't return to him, ball. So the ball is in our court now. What you going to do after you pray? What you going to get up saying after you pray? Are you going to get up and continue to say, man, the problem and all the negative thing? Or are you going to begin to get up and start saying, man, what thus said the Lord about this circumstance? Well, that by his stripes I'm healed. That by his grace I'm saved. That, boy, I'm talking about who the sun set free is free indeed. And that, boy, my God supply all my needs.
Yes,
and you get up decreeing and declaring and saying that for how long, Lord? Forever. Hallelujah. And don't get weary if you don't see us in result. Why? Because in due season, when it gets abundantly in your heart, how you get abundantly in your heart, you got to put it down. You got to say it. You got to create it. You got to keep on saying it. Keep on saying it. What's happening? It's getting abundantly in our heart. And from the abundance of the heart, the mouth going to speak. And the man from the good treasure of his heart, going to bring it forth in due season. So keep on saying and maintain your confession of faith by God's word over your life. Listen, we love y'all with the love of the Lord.
Love you,
we pray God's best for your life.
Amen.
And listen, if you'd like to contact us, you know, my number is area code Kingdom Life Fellowship, area code 713-870-3776. Area code 713-870-3776. And if you'd like to contact Apostle Ron and Early Nelson, you can contact my number, you know, and I'll give you that information. In fact, I don't know if you have time. If you have time, Pastor, can you give them your contact number too, in case we could be of any sort of assistance and being a blessing to God's people before we get out? We got about 30 seconds left. The Lord, how you feeling, Apostle? Bless you. Real good.
Amen.
Look forward to talking to y'all again next week. Stay tuned and tell a friend.
This is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship.